Good morning. I want to speak about something. Apparently it says on the piece of paper whether man should be created. What's the answer? No. No. That's the answer. The Gemara says man should not be created. We need to understand what this means. There's a Bussir Machlekes in the Gemara. What's past the Machlekes of them? And what are the Stadim? And Lechoeira, just on a Poshta level, the whole world's created for the human being to be Mashlim himself and to be Makadish himself, and to, that's what the Bria's for. So how on earth can we come along and say that man should not be created? So let's first read out the Gemara. The Gemara in Erev in Yud Gimel on the base says like this. Tano Rabbonim. Shtei Shonim Umechsa Nechlechu Beishama Beishilel. Beishama and Beishilel had an argument for 2.5 years. It's a long time argument. Why it took so long to come to a conclusion? Why it's place? The Stodim was fair as Stodim. Halalu Eimim Noyachleira Adam Shaloi Nivra Yoysa Mishinivra. One school of thought was it's better for a man. It's better for man not to be created more than that, more than the sad of being created. It's better for man to be created more than that if he wouldn't have been created. They came to a conclusion that it's better for man not to be created. So we've got a machlekes here, whether it's better for man to be created. Now it's just interesting, in the Gemara, in the Loshana Gemara, we see that the Gemara brings down on both of them, it says both stodim. It doesn't say the machlekes is halolo oimim noyach leila adam shenivra, but halolo oimim noyach leila adam shaloi nivra. It says, halalu aymin noyach leira adam shenivra yoysa mishaloi nivra. In other words, each one's masking, there's two stodim here. There's some points to ponder on, which is making some nekudeva machlekes. Then also the diuk of noyach leira adam, which is just saying whether noyach leira adam shenivra. What's noyach loy? Him. So we want to say, Be'ezus Hashem, two mahalchim, to explain this machlekes. Maybe a bit deep, but I've been told there's good guys here, so Be'ezus Hashem will understand. They're not here. If anyone doesn't understand the MS, please interrupt. If anyone but MS, because there's no point in going on if... So we'll start with the first mahalach, that's an easier mahalach. So let's pose a question. Why is it, very basic question in Judaism, why is it God created us with Bechira? Anyone know? Creators, that's why we have Bechira, Shem Malach. Why do we have to have Bechira? He wants to give Schar. So he wants to give Schar. There's not enough just to say he wants to give us Schar. So he can give us Schar. So the problem is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and we were in Olam HaNeshamos. That means we were all upstairs before we came down. We were Nehne Miziv Shekhinosai. That means we were basking in his radiance. In other words, Azoi Vi, the Erech, Azoi Vi, like we're going to be when we get back up there, that's Rosh Hashem. Just the problem that, you know, you're eating off the Shver free. You know, you're not contributing anything. You don't deserve it. You haven't earned it. Lo magia lacha. You know, you're just taking from him without having put in any of your own effort, own input. And therefore there's an embarrassment. It's called Nahama de Chisufa. Nahama means bread, Chisufa means embarrassment. It's bashful, it's embarrassing just to constantly milk off somebody. This is an odd terminology to understand it. It's embarrassing. That's called Nahama de Chisufa. So what does God do? He brings us down to this world, which that makes automatically that there's no Nahama de Chisufa now. There's no eating off him with an embarrassment. And we can be in a situation where we can earn our pay, we can join the business, and we can earn our pay, and when we're going to get back upstairs, we're going to get back to that massive of Nehne Miziv Shekhinosai. But that Hanor that we can have, that Tainug Amiti of the Sanig Al Hashem, it will be an earned Tainug which will be deserving for us. So that's why we need to have that Bechira, because if we don't have that free choice, there's no mocking for us to do the work, and for us to deserve it and earn it. Therefore, that's why we have Muhammad Baqir Sufah. That's why we have the Bakhira. There's one problem. We can come to this world, but there's a risk involved. If we do a good job, we've rid it of this embarrassment of what we were having when we were there. But if we do a good job here, we're going to get to the next world with no embarrassment, and we're going to be able to carry on eating on a good note, because we've earned it. But if we don't do a good job here, what's going to be? We're going to get an even worse embarrassment of Oilon and Mo'isav Busho Chlima V'yemadin, where God's going to come along and he says, Yankel, what happened? Why didn't you do a good job? Why weren't you showing Mitzvah? Why weren't you Boicha Batai? Why weren't you showing Mitzvah Mitzvah? So, we've got here a big risk involved. Man can remain in Oilam HaEmes, enjoying, basking of the Sanei Gal Hashem, enjoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Sanei Gal Hashem, Shechina. But there's an embarrassment involved. But it's a given scenario which it could stay like that. He can come here to Oilam Hazeh, but here there's a crossroads. If he does a good job here, he's rid of that embarrassment that he once had, and he's not going to get any more embarrassment, because he's going to get to the same place without the embarrassment. But he may end up getting an even more of a situation of embarrassment of the Yom HaDin if he wasn't Boicha Batoi. Comes out that the Machlekes is, the point of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was, what's better for man? Should we leave him in the scenario of Muhammad Achi Sufah, which at least the man is not in a negative situation. He's got an embarrassment, all right, he's the Sanei Gal Hashem. And it's a matzav of vadai, which we know what's given. Or should we bring him down and take the risk? Taking the risk is a risk. It may mean that he may get to a worse situation. In other words, more of a busha. Or he may do even better. Nimnu v'gomru was paskened in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's better to stay up there. Don't take the risk. Ain't something missing with Avadai. Don't take the risk. It's not Kedai. Abba, va'achsho mishenivra. Anyway, now you haven't got the Muhammad Achi Sufah. You've come. You're here. You haven't got that bread of embarrassment. Make sure you do a good job, and you boich abatoy, and you don't remain with other worse embarrassment a person could end up with. In other words, just to readdress the question we asked. What do you mean that we're discussing should man be created? Avada in Bayri Eilam's eyes, the tachlis of the Bria is for man. And Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create man. The whole nidin of the Gemara is whether Noyach Loi, whether for the person himself, if it's Kedai to be created. Avada Klapei Bayri Eilam is doch tachlis of Bria, to create man. The whole nidin is only Klapei the person, whether it's worth it. Do I want to be brought down here? Am I willing to sign and take the risk? And that's the shayla of the Gemara. And Bemis it was Paskin Noyach Lishaloy Nivra. And they're both masking, there's two stodim here. The Gemara says Noyach Lishaloy Nivra Yosef Mishanivra. And this was going back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel for 2.5 years. And it was Paskin Noyach Lishaloy Nivra. That's all the first way to explain this Gemara according to the reasoning. Why a person has Bechira is to rid of Muhammad Achi Sufah. Oh, now we want to say another Pesha. This is a bit more tief, but that's just a Hashem. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Suggestions? Yeah. In other words, the Tachlis of the Bria, that Ramchal writes, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have an efshorius of hatova, a ways of how to be able to give. He wants to give mituva yisborach onto us, onto the whole Bria, onto the whole existence, and by creating the world and creating man, he has a means of how to give. He can be mashpia on us mituva yisborach. That was the reason of creation. For Torah and Bnei Yisrael, in order to be able to mashpia on them what he wants to give. Bishul Reishis, Bishul Yisrael, and Bishul Torah. That means Because the way he created the world was with the Torah. That was the blueprint. Why he created the world was in order to give of his Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is all the subdivisions of Hatovah. Hatovah means the good sky to be Olam, the Chesed, the Rachum, the Chanun, the Erech HaPayim. All of that is under the title of Toiv. That Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mashpia on us, that is why he created us, in order for us to be recipients to accept that Toiv. Says the Ramchal, the first reason we explain why a person has Bechira is what the Ramchal writes in Das Tfunas. The Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem another reason, boit on this, reasoning why Hashem created the world. He writes like this. He writes that our job is... Anyone wants to have a guess why we have Bechira? And that, why do you need Bechira for that? Why do you need to have Bechira to be able to receive the Chesed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me just give you. Give. That was the first reason. The first reason is Nahamad HaChisufa. That's the first reason. That's Nahamad HaChisufa, to rid of any embarrassment. That's what the Ramchal writes in Das Tfunas. But we're discussing now a different reason. Chayres, unconnected, let's say.
Pleasure is much greater. If you don't have a life in them, Shem's pleasure is much deeper and greater if you can give something which he feels is just right. Otherwise it's a fruitless experience. That's what we're giving to them.
Baruch. Good. Let's just... Our job in this world is to emulate Borei Olam. That means that he's Tamos Eilov, to emulate him, to become like him. For us to acquire those Mahalchim of Hatova that Borei Olam has, the Chanun, the Rachum, the Erech HaPayim, all those good Midas and Ritzoinus of Hashpah Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give, our job is to acquire them and to become like him. His dam is Eilov. Without Bechira, what we would be is robotized, for such a word, computerized, programmed people that are given. That is felt. Oh, as if you're mad. No, but I got this book would make your mama spitz perfect. Oh, but the whole mahalach of the Yud Gimel Midas means you have to want to give. That is mechayev that you had to, yes or no, yes or no, yes I want to. It's mechayev a bechira in order for you to be koina the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or else it's not you. It's a programmed piece of machinery that will automatically give of his goodness, but it's not that he's wanted to be mashpi amitur yizbarach. The reason why we have Bechira is to enable us to become Kaviyachol like him. Clear? Yeah? It's a different angle. Let's give an example. It says by Avraham Avinu, in a couple of weeks' time, that he felt himself without any mitzvahs. He was sitting there, kachim ayoyim, he's waiting for some hachnos orachim, and there was nothing doing. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hitzi chamo min artiko, whatever that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its shell, whatever it means, bag. Why? Sheloi lahatrichu be'orchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tishma, is a ben adam, he's not well, he's ill, he's just after bris milah, he's a very, very old man. Not to be matriachim be'orchim, it's not the right time. Ro'oshenitztare, he saw that Avraham Avinu was very upset. He wanted to do the mitzvah. What did he do? So he bought three people. Look what they were, malachim, and who enabled, facilitated the mitzvah of Machnas Orchim. So I saw in Matsyol Solomon, that's a Mirdik Akasha. It's a Mirdik of all. Rashi brings it, I think. It's a Sifri that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hitzi Chamo Min Artiko. Ra, the Avraham Avinu was Nitzdar. So then, alright, you Nitzdar, fine, I'll sort it out for you. What's Pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiilu decides to do this, Then his mitlabet, he changed his mind, and because he saw everyone within his mitzvah, so I'll do this. There's no changing your mind with the Baruch Hu. He knows right miroish what's going to be. He knows that everyone's going to be in a situation of mitzvah. He knows that he's going to want to do it. So what's this? What's this? Have a mina maskoneh. Klapi boyer eilam. We don't find such a thing by boyer eilam. Huh? Why, to give Avraham Avinu a... 1 second. Also, another Kasher, Moshe asks, he's got a sefer on... he's got a kuntras from Moshe Feinstein. Mir de Kabor. If a person, Lamazalgan, doesn't have a lulav on Sukkos, so he couldn't shake the lulav. So he's very upset. He's almost... he wanted to do the mitzvah. He couldn't do the mitzvah. But if I come along to you today and I see you, that you're very upset that you can't shake the lulav today, you need to send the guy to the doctor. What are you upset about? There's no mocking for a mitzvah today. You want to eat matzah today, but that's not what I want from you. I don't want you to eat matzah today. But you're on Pesach, if you want to eat matzah and you're honest and you can't eat it, you'd be upset. But today you want to eat matzah and you can't eat it, you're upset. What's the chatting there? Avraham Avinu was mitzvah. There's no heichatimsa of chesed. What do you mean? There's no oyachim here. What do you want to do? Just go along and create people and just stuff food into their mouth. There's no matzah, there's no heichatimsa, there's no scenario here of doing chesed. What do you want from Avraham Avinu? The pshat is that very nice matzah or lulav or tefillin or whatever, that's a maaseh mitzvah. But in midas, when we're speaking about the yud gimel midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are all nichlal in hatova, the yesod of the midas are, it's lav dafka that you need the heichatimtza of giving to want to give. The midas are mechayivas to want to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted to create a scenario where there's no heichatimsa at all of doing chesed, and judge and see if Avraham Avinu wanted to do chesed when there's no chesed to be done. I want to see the guy sitting on the street saying, please, Boyer Eilam, let me have an Ekshorius, facilitate me to give. Let me have that heichatimsa to be able to be mashpiyah. That's your minister that I want to emulate. Your minister, not davka, that I have to have a situation which says, all right, you've got something to give now, and therefore there's a mitzvah of chesed. The yisoid of, this is we're speaking about chesed now, but all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rachum, chanu, these things are fakir. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avem ishtelling, he's shtelling avet, the whole amud chesed, he wants to base it on the right foundations, which is mechayev, that this person wants to do chesed when there's no chesed to be done. The Chofetz Chaim's Medayik, it says, Asois mishpot v'avas chesed. It doesn't say Asois mishpot v'chesed. It doesn't say do mishpot and chesed. By mishpot, it has to be done. By chesed is avas chesed. It's not dependent upon a given case where, this case needs to do chesed. The person has to be in such a situation where even if the Torah wasn't mitzvah you to do chesed, I want to do the chesed. And that's why it's not to have him in a maskala back on the spot. He was hoitzi chavam in artiko to make a situation where there was no heichatimsa doing chesed. Rosh and mitztaer. Oh, that's what I was waiting for. I wanted to see that Avraham Avinu was mitztaer when there's no chesed to be done. That he was so wanting to give. Then he created a scenario of chesed. These are the middas that we have to emulate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These Yud Gimel middas. Why? This facilitates HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give. Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have somebody that is also a Baal Bechira that's been Boicha Batoiv and has got these middas inside him, it smells more of it's easier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me tuvoy of a person that's also got the middos of me tuvoy, got the Ramchal. After they kach, Chaim Elojan asks a Moir de Kekasha. It's a Moir de Kekasha, I would say. He asks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so, his job is to be mashpia mi tuvoy. He wants to give us. Take millions. Take it. I'm here to give. And he's just waiting for us to shtel tzu. He asks that the Mishnah says in Obus, Al tiyu ka'avodim ha'mashamshim yavsarav al-manos la'kavol paras. Don't be like servants that serve me in order to get reward. For Reb Chaim, faket! The spitz lishmoin avidas Hashem is to serve him, to enable, to facilitate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu now as a recipient. Faket! So the spitz of it, some of what he says should be, let me give you. I want to give you. Do it in order. That's the tachlis abriah, not the Ramchal. The tachlis abriah is the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to be able to give you the health and the wealth and all the good stuff that he's got there to give you, mashpia on you. Let him. That's lishma. What's the answer? Huh? But say that. But lishma means l'shem Hashem. That is the spitz motive. The spitz motive. Vayre Eilav Zog, please let me. Okay, I'm here. Hashem wants you to be a recipient. So.
Hashem wants me to do it as well.
It's like when somebody comes to you and we know ourselves when somebody wants to. Somebody. Often we know taking is giving. You know. That's from the Tzias Advarim. Often a person doesn't want to. Someone did you a good favour, or you did someone a favour, and so they come and pay you back. Often you don't want to take it back from them. Why? Because you want them to remain indebted to you. That's but by taking it back, you're enabling him to give. So if a Bayer Eidol wants to give, let him. That's the Shema. You're doing it for him. The Shem Hashem. As I fight Reb Chaim. It's a bomb. And Reb Chaim to the Nechanami. Mechaim also says Enochanami. Spitz lishmoin avodas Hashem is to do it. Amanos lekabel pras. What's talking with the Mishnah? So Reb Chaim, there's two types of pras. Like we just said, if you want to come along, give me £100. If you want to give it, you can either give it to me, and I can take it from you. Either I can take it from you, or by my taking it from you, I can be giving it to you. If we're doing it, amanos lekabel pras. Stan, let me fill my pockets. That's a shleidish ma. But if I'm doing it, I'm a nos lekabel pras. Valbiri oilam wants to give me a pras. Ein lechol ishma gadol mizez or Reb Chaim. So what do you say? Huh? As kidei kach, we find in the Gemara in Saita that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the commentary at Shul to do the mitzvahs, and it says there, I called the Shmuel and said to him, what do you want it for? What, just do the mitzvahs? Kluma tama, I don't remember the Lashon in Saita, I think you've done it. What you don't want anything more than the schar of the mitzvahs. What, Moshe Rabbeinu is running after schar? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wants. Yes, on the spitz darga, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do the mitzvahs in order to get schar. Why? While getting the schar was enabling Boyre Oilam to be mashpia mitovoi tachlis abriya. I always had a kasha shteit off by Moshe Rabbeinu. When he wanted Yeshua to be the leader, I wrote down the Loshon. It's in Parshas Pinchas. Shtei doch, v'yaz Moshe kasher sivah Hashem o'isli, v'yikach es Yeshua v'yamidei lifnei Elazar HaKoyim lifnei kol ha'edom. Zot Rashi, v'yikach es Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu took Yeshua. Zot Rashi, lokchoi bedvorim, come, it's good, be the leader. V'hoidioi matan scha parnesei Yisrael o'ilam habo. You know, you want to make the mayor, you want to make someone at the top. So you say, you know what, I'm telling you the paycheck is fat. It's 100,000 a month. It's kedai. What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? That's the leader we want. Just showing you how fat the paycheck's going to be. That's the lishma we want of a Sassot leader. Tell us, yes. But look how much schar you can get. Look how much you can enable Bayri Oyron to Makayim Mituva Yizbara to do of his Yud Gimel Minas in the Bria. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was coming along to tell Yeshua. So Zasot Shtela has got so much Gvud Shamayim, but Haraya, just look at the amount of schar that you're going to get from such a Shtela. Please. And that was an incentive for Yeshua to take it. Because how much schar is going to get? Because on the spitz level of Lishma, Meiridik. Clear?
That
means, don't be like an Eved that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu stamped to get money. Stam to get pras, stam to get oilam haba. But if the kavana is not to take, but to give, amanos le kabel pras, while me getting pras is giving, me getting pras is enabling, it's facilitating, b'yri oilam to do ritzoyni izbarach. That's the shleimus. That's the best. It's the highest darga. Yeah? Oh. So let's come back. We only got 2 minutes left. Let's come back. We've got a Gemara here. Machlekes b'shama beitzilel. Good man to be created, not to be created. Now, what happened was like this. Before Bria's Olam, there was nothing doing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah, and he created Olam Hanashamas. Olam Hanashamas means, or I mean, Shamas Erah. Don't understand all these things. He created upstairs. It's called Guf. In fact, actually, if a neshama should be guf, it's a beitza, a storehouse where the neshamas are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now had an oifer of hatova, a hechatimsa, to be able to give to these neshamas. They were nanim as if shechinasim. But there's a certain simsum, there's a certain hagbala, restrictions, klapi b'yri oilam, in the amount of hatova that he can do to these neshamas when they're stored in the oitzer upstairs, without them coming down here and then becoming Baalei Bechira and then choosing themselves to emulate his Yud Gimel Midas. And it's a simsum, it's a limitation on Kodesh Baruch Hu's capabilities of Hatzah Tavah. Now he can bring the Neshamas here. And that's the tachlis, to bring the neshamas here, to be a Baalei Bechira, and to be able to emulate that Kodesh Baruch Hu, to go upstairs, and to be able to be Nehem as if Shechinasli. But klapi the mensch, again, the same equation. There's a big risk involved. You can remain in Olam HaNeshamas, you can enable a certain amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give, but there's limitations, because you are not yet a Baal Bechira. You can come down, you can become a Baal Bechira, you can be queen of the Yud Gimel Midas Yisrael, you can be queen of the Midas of HaTomah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give, which would be making and enabling an unlimited levels of HaTomah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's got now Brias of the Emirate of Yud Gimel Midas, there's miles more opportunity for HaTomah. But there's a big risk involved. I may not emulate him. And if I don't emulate him, I'm going to create a situation where it would have been better, I would have stayed upstairs. I would have stayed in Olam HaNeshamas with the amount of Hatovah that I would be getting. I'll then get the Machloikas. It's better to remain, even though the amount of facilitation you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give is limited. Say that it's a Vadai. Don't mess around, don't take the risk. It's not going to be Vadai. It's Kadai to take the risk. It's not Kadai to take the risk. No, it's not Kadai, it's too risky. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu have that amount of Hatovah. Ashram Mishanivra. But anyway, you're here. You've anyway put yourself on the scales of Chas V'Shalom making a mess and Chas V'Shalom Faket doing a good job. You fashmish mashmish mamaiso, enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what his Ritzayne Yisbarach was in creating the Bria, which was Vaday to create man. Oh, Shaili was, but it's Noyach Loila Adam Klapi the Mensch. But Avada Klapi Bayra Oilam, that was his Iker Ritzayne. Yifashvish Yimashim Shemaisav. Yifashvish Yimashim Shemaisav, Agam means, Machlekes, the Ritva learns, it means that Yifashvish means Klapi the Ovar, and Yimashvish means it's Klapi the Osib. We find in Roya Adam, she's Surin Boy, and the love Yifashvish Shemaisav, that means see what went on. Yimashvish means, it's Shidduch by Erev Shabbos, Yimashvish Bekisle, to see if there's anything in. The Mesillas Yisharim learns, Yifashvish means check which maises are good and which maises are not good. Yimashmesh means, even within the maises of good, the chalokim, which are not the 100% good, make sure even the chalik of the ra within the tov is eliminated. So to finish off, we had 2 mahalchim in the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether they were arguing on whether it's better to come down here and rid of the Nahamah de Chisufa and be able to get round the Nahamah de Chisufa. But there's a risk involved. All the other, which was the first pshat in what the Ramchal writes in Das Tfunas, why a person becomes a Baal Bechira to rid of the Nahamah de Chisufa. The second pshat was that we become a Baal Bechira to enable us to emulate Bayri Olam to be clean of his Midas. And the shiny world, whether it's worth coming down and giving our Kodesh Baruch Hu more of an opportunity. But there's a risk involved. And on both stadim, it was Nimnu Vagomra, Noyach Leisha Loy Nivra. But the Maestro Tachlis, Akshav Shenivra, May Hashem, we should all be zoicha to do a good job. May Hashem, there's no Nahamad the Chisufa. We should all be able to emulate that Kodesh Baruch Hu and be able to get to what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants.